This is called Ars Poetica Blues. Writing a poem is like making a paper airplane. One morning, you wake up with this urge to build something light that might fly. You spend a few hours tinkering, trying out this model, that design, finding the spot in the sun at the corner of your corner table, in the corner of the building on the corner. You're three floors up, so your ideas will have immediate room to let themselves out into their full bloom of falling. Then later, after you've given up on silly notions, after a litany of drudgery, return to the drawing table and whip up some miniature Wright brother origami and fling it out the open window, left open by a lover who left your life three lifetimes ago. It almost flies over empty fields, landing safely or in a pile or exploding into flames, lighting a whole hamlet with its incandescence. And you jump out after it, or you stay in your chair as the sun pulls back its one great assertion in a huge roll of teletype paper pinprick with stars. And no one has seen a thing except the man on the corner with his hand down his pants, who looks like Whitman or a beat cop or one of those beat generation wannabes you used to be, smoking hand rolls and dreaming of Ginsburg, dreaming of Blake. And no one cares, nor do you really anymore, though your dreams are a wartime sky, tiny droning planes in all the corners. And the rest of the night is a long battle, and the bottles on the table rattle as the milk truck tanks roll by.